problem. I've spent years standing behind, huh? The dotted line, yeah. Society's blind, I'm right on top of Mr. C. In case you didn't know it, black femdom warrior. Watch yourself, boy, so you don't blow it. See my whip, boy, and how I throw it. Whip an ass like a damn well on it. Watch yourself, boy. Back it up, boy, back it up, boy. Bow your head, boy, bow your head, boy. Lick my boots, boy, lick them clean, boy. Set up a tall boy, that's a good boy. I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. Black femdom warrior. Whipping ass like a damn well on it. Watch your step, boy. Back it up, boy, back it up, boy. See the squirrels? Perch on the tree, another hater hating on me. I keep it real, as real can be. My name begins with a capital C. I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. Femdom, warrior, goddess, ha, I'm not very modest. Careful now, to make my list, boy. Bitch, I'm not your sex toy. Bitch, I'm not your sex toy. I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. With a whip and knows how to throw it. Have a paddle with your name on it. Back it up, boy, back it up, boy. Feel the heat, boy, feel the love, boy. Lock it up, boy, chain it up, boy. There you go, boy, that's a good boy. I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. Whip an ass like a damn well on it. Watch your step, boy, so you don't blow it. Break it down, boy, break it down, boy. Feel the heat, boy, feel the beat, boy. Feel the love, boy, feel the whip, boy. That's a good boy. Now go to your cage.
Hey, sexy. That's right, I'm talking to you, so stop looking around. You're listening to XXX Porn Star Radio on All Pleasure Network. Our call-in number is 1-800-893-9562. You can call that number today. You can always listen to us live.
Normally. Oh.
Well, hello, everybody.
Sorry, everybody. I was talking to the engineer, and I don't think I pushed the right button. Sorry, guys. You're right here live on the XXX Porn Star Radio with Mistress C, the Whip Appeal Show, and my beautiful, talented, awesome co-host.
I am the lovely Kiki Dare. And yes, I just called myself lovely. Take that, bitches.
That's right. And I concur. You are. Lovely, beautiful, talented, awesomeness.
Okay, you know, I've been thinking about this for the last, 2 hours. I've decided it is official. Get the cute engineer wasted day so we can take advantage of him.
This is a Christmas bash.
Yeah, exactly. I want to stuff you like a turkey, baby.
Any cute. I think we've embarrassed him now real thoroughly. And he's only with us this time because he won't be with us next year, I think. He's just sitting in, filling in. But we do love our other engineers, too.
No, we love all of the people that make this show happen. Thank you so much. Skid Row Studios, thank you so much. To XXX Porn Star Radio, thank you to Avian, JT Stockroom, all of the advertisers and sponsors. You have no idea how much we appreciate you making this all happen for us.
Lovely stuff. Good stuff. And we have with us in the audience yet again hanging out with us because this is a marathon taping. Those of you who have was on for the last show, we're just bringing it on over again because this show will be aired on the following Thursday when we're dark. And I think we just have 1 week that we probably do a replay.
Isn't this essentially like our New Year's show?
Yeah, actually, this is like the New Year's show, absolutely, because this show will be shown the week of New Year's.
New Year's Eve, isn't it?
Thursday, is it New Year's Eve?
Or New Year's Eve is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, so when the show is Thursday...
It'll be the 2nd.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have another weekend there, I thought. What's today? Saturday, 17th.
And
this show is air the 20-something.
Yeah.
And then after that, we have 7 more days into the following show. So this show is not going to be quite after the New Year. It's going to be before. So we're doing like a precursor for the New Year. We're doing the Christmas holidays.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's do some more holiday stuff.
Yeah. We are all in the holiday mood. This is the Christmas bash. We're all over the place until the new year.
I know. I think we should like go around the room and do kinky New Year's resolutions.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay, so since we have something over there from Master Don, he don't know he can do it. We'll start off with Jux.
I have no idea. What a kinky New Year's resolution.
We're starting.
You can do regular New Year's
resolutions.
I'm
resolution. Like, what thing do I want to do that I haven't done yet? I don't know.
I know what it is. We want to make sure his product, this is my New Year's resolution to you, so it's like a wish, that your product of this beautiful, you know, things that you can make some delicious edibles and stuff, the butter and the oils and all of this that are medicinally improved with KY jelly. No.
Actually, the coconut oil, that's extra virgin organic coconut oil, it's infused with marijuana. That is an amazing lube.
Why are you going to waste the lube unless you're going to be sucking on it? I don't understand why would you waste the lube
with
420.
Actually, it will go in.
It's pretty tingly.
It will go into your bloodstream through your pores.
So okay. Everybody will be getting the medical doses.
You'll get
the
medical doses through your pores and any oils.
So, okay, we're going to give Jess his floor so he can give us his New Year's resolution, but I'm going to put out a New Year's wish resolution. Can I do that? New Year's wish for someone.
It's sure, like a blessing. Why not?
Yeah, you know, it's Thank like you. A blessing. Okay, 2014. Well, we're in 2013, but 2014 is going to be the year of Jess and his beautiful fusion of oils and butters and creams using the medicinal 420 stuff.
And actually, I should say, I just got word from the folks over at LA Speedweed, who are the ones who are primarily selling this. It's a mobile dispensary that's all over LA. And they have said that they will give, let me make sure that I have this right.
Read it
and I'll
right,
look back
read it
at the
right.
text. It's use referral code WHIPAPPEAL, and you'll get $40 in edibles free with your order.
Nice.
Okay. So let's make sure we get the WHIPAPPEAL. Just say whip appeal and you can go in and get 40% off of your edibles.
You don't get 40% off. You get $40 in free edibles with your order. They are a delivery service. It's LA Speedweed.
Thank you for sharing.
LASpeedweed.com. And yeah, you can hop on there and find the Cannabelli stuff. That's mine. There's other stuff. There's Justine Jolie makes a medicated beef jerky for them.
Oh, wow.
And then there's some of this, some of that, some of the other. And they even have straight up flowers for medicine. But yeah, hook up with them and... get $40 in free edibles with the whip appeal code.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Wow, thank you so much, LA Speedweed.
Yes, thank you, LA Speedweed. I like the name too. It goes synonymous with like whip appeal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, please share. Please show your talents, sir.
Oh, nice. Talons.
Those are so much fun.
Aren't they fun? I love them.
I just love them.
I just have to get another pair, it seems. But I'm going to do some cleaning before I order some more.
So you see if maybe you can find
sure
yours.
Exactly. Because I always find money and everything when I really do start to clean. So it's a good thing for me to do it. All right.
Wow. Okay. So what happened to those New Year's resolutions there, yeah. Jux? Oh,
I thought I redirected.
He avoided the question.
No, hell no.
Look at that shiny thing over there.
That doesn't work on me. I have an IQ.
Whip.
Whoa.
I'm not used to that around.
That was a whip. Okay.
Resolutions. I have so many things I need to do in the next year. New Year's resolutions that are kinky. I guess
they don't
it's not
have
that kinky. I've got to get the website for Jux Leather in order.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
That's a good one.
Get the products up there and all that. And I mean, it's there. You can hop on there and you can link to me, and I will be more than happy to take care of you and send you stuff. But yeah. No, I've got to get that up and going.
Yeah, that's a good New Year's resolution because, you know, that's kind of like putting it out there to the universe to get that website kicking where people can find you and buy from you without contacting you unless there's a problem.
Well, yeah, and you know how it is with some of this kind of stuff. People don't want to talk to somebody. They want to kind of be a bit anonymous. And
exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah, actually, I delivered
them
a...
You want to give them their...
I delivered a Chinese suspension cage to somebody in a gated community.
Did you? Was it a senior citizens community?
It was a very wealthy community.
Nice.
I mean, I'm talking $4 or $5 million homes.
Nice. Now, that's a nice way to deliver some kinky fur stuff.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it was for, and the person wasn't even there. They had their...
assistant?
No, they had their butler.
Their butler, yeah.
Oh, that's
there
funny.
To receive it.
Receive it.
Right.
Wow. Yes.
And it was in a box, and I left it. He didn't open it or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
That's great. I mean, you know, you have affluent clients and customers that you're delivering to and, you know, an area code that has $4 million household tax. That's a pretty cool feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it was interesting.
You'll be having that too with your stuff as well, your medicinals for sure.
Okay.
All right, with that being said, New Year's resolution, we got one from Jux.
I'm going to have a sub. I need to have a sub by
some. Aww.
That's nice.
I have no. I want one that is has to be Polly.
Yeah. So we're putting it out there. Master Don, his New Year's resolution is he wants a beautiful female sub that is Polly or open to understanding and learning the Polly lifestyle as a submissive.
Not necessarily a slave, a submissive.
A submissive, yeah.
Okay. Means a lot more, has a lot of big differences.
Exactly. And let's talk about that for a second.
It's okay. I was just going to ask, what's the difference? Because I'm not sure our listeners would know.
Yeah.
Well, a slave basically has sat down and said, these are what my limits are. Now, if you don't break those limits, I do everything you say, period.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked.
God, I would suck. I would suck at that hard.
Yeah, that's when you know what they've done is
they've given over all their power over to their master.
Mm-hmm.
A submissive, on the other hand, says, this is what I like. This is my limits. This is what I like. And let's work with me submitting to you. But I do have the right to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of important in my book. But then again, I also don't think I would ever be comfortable being a slave.
I didn't say. There are some people I have had that submissives who have actually wanted to be slaves, and I won't go that far.
It takes a special person to be able to
It really does.
I'm a very relaxed dom.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting, too, is the mere fact that, I mean, from a female space, because I think you may have, I think it'd be challenging both ways. I don't even know if it's gender specific is regarding having challenges with people who claim they want to be a slave or they want to serve you. Because the conversation, a lot of times, is left on deaf ears because they don't understand what it is that they're asking to do. And when you give them the parameters of what it is that they claim that they want, they are just scared as hell. Not many people can learn to trust someone else and turn over their power.
That is
very hard for a lot of people. And people who claim, because I get all day long, I want to be your slave, I want to be a slave. And it's like, leave me the fuck alone.
You really don't want to
be. You don't want to be my slave. You know, because, and I'll just say, go and research me. Understand I'm a high protocol dom. Very high protocol dom. So with that being said, you know, that's going to be different from someone else who may use other types of ways that they work with people. But I think that we need to give grown people the opportunity to be grown when they enter into this conversation of our lifestyle and learn what they need to learn before they come sharing they want to serve and they want to be a slave.
Well, I think it all boils down to communication. And most people do not have the skills to communicate what they want, what they expect, what they hope, what they wish. They're good at saying maybe one of those things, but they don't have the ability to actually articulate all facets of the spectrum.
I've got to sit, when I take on a submissive, I sit down for at least an hour and go over with questions. I keep asking them. And I pretty much ask them four or five different questions.
Different ways.
Different ways to see what the answers are.
Exactly. You didn't get the fact that I just asked that question and you answered it another way. You don't understand why that'd be a problem here. You know, it's really.
But everybody who's submitting, is doing it for their own pleasure. They have it for their reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it to serve you. They're doing it because they want the pleasure of submitting.
Exactly. And that is the difference. It really is a very hard difference in the sand. The submissive is pretty much asking for a service top situation. The slave is pretty much asking for partnership of relations.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
it's the service top is a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. It really is.
There's nothing wrong with that, because I'm a service top in a lot of ways for a lot of people. I'm a lot of things for a lot of different people. You know, when and I'm sure all of us are. You know, you may go out as this or Mistress Dom or Dom, but at the end of the day, you have relationships span all across.
Right.
So you're not a mistress to XYZ, although you're a mistress to XYZ. You are a service top to XYZ because they submit to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is not one thing all. It is we are different people at different times doing different things for different people.
And
we're choosing to do it.
And thus, Polly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now throw the poly in there. Let's talk. We got these movies out here that's trying to capture the poly space. You know, that's a relationship of that, what is that? It was on the show. I don't do TV much anymore. I do like Netflix and Hulu, mm-hmm. so I'm missing TV programming. But, you know, what's that show with poly?
I have not seen it. I've heard about it.
What's your thought and take on that?
On Polly?
I'm not on Polly itself. I understand.
I don't even know the show. I haven't even been able to see it.
Okay. I thought
I heard about it a little bit, but I have not seen the show. Okay. Basically, what I think it's talking about is the polygamy marriages that are around.
Mm-hmm. Did you just read in the news that one judge overturned a polygamy?
Yes, they did. They overturned a ruling about a marriage in it was in Utah,
mm-hmm.
because the other marriages weren't actual legal marriages. They couldn't go to jail for polygamy.
Yeah, that was a twisted throne shift in what's happening.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
It was in Utah. It was in Utah.
Of course, that's the country of polygamists.
So essentially it's almost like saying you can't be a polygamist because once you're married, the other marriages are not legal.
You can't be given a marriage license if you say you're already married on the questionnaire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For a marriage license, if you say, are you already married? That's one of the questions. They won't issue you a marriage license. So by the laws of the state, these multi-marriages are, quote unquote, not legal marriages because it's not a legal contract. And thus, you can't put them in jail for polygamy.
That's a nice separation of church and state. If you're allowed in your religion or whatever it is you're practicing to practice polygamy, then go to town. And we just won't recognize those other marriages rather than locking them up. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what the judgment was.
The marriage number one would be the ace marriage anyway.
Yes.
The rest of them would be additional to that, which shouldn't separate in the relationship itself. Polly will have it. But in the law of the land, then that makes perfect sense.
Well, that's in the state of not a legal marriage.
That's in the state of Utah. It might or might not have an effect on the other states.
Yeah, because I mean, there's plenty of states in the U.S. where if they find out that you were never divorced from your first marriage, they will criminally
prosecute you. So this is good news. It's a very interesting piece of news, but I think it's a good news for people who are in multi-marriages because now they won't be literally criminalized, you know, by being in them. They just will have a problem with the bedroom situation.
Yeah. And legal standing in the courts of law.
Yeah, the legal stand. But I thought
cohabitation is considered different than marriage.
It'll make for an interesting defense, though. If somebody now in any state is faced with something, it'll be that second marriage wasn't legal anyway because I was already married. So I'm not a polygamist.
Yeah, you know? That's some amazing precedent.
Yeah. I mean, I read that, I went, whoa, this is huge. This sends a deep message that I think our country is really looking at the lifestyles that we all have, you know, the different lifestyles, and trying to figure out a way that it is not, you know, it's something that you can be thrown in jail to do. If people are consenting to the relationship, you know, then let it be. Leave people alone, please.
And to be honest with you, in a poly relationship with me, all I would like to be interested in is two women with me. But I am completely open to a couple coming in, but I'm completely straight. I believe the same thing goes for me that I put to my lifestyle. I also put and is available to whoever I have a relationship, a poly relationship. They also have the same rights too.
Yeah,
which means they can also have multiple partners in their relationships.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is what's fair is fair, and what's right is right, and what is equitable
is equitable.
Not a double
standard.
To be fair, there are people who want to be in that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, women who want to be one of many, and there are men who want to be one of many for a woman.
Because that's my mindset. I mean, poly, I mean, in general, it's not like the way that my life sort of roll, but it's my ideals and my ideal about the way I like my life to roll. I mean, poly works for me because I want to always have choices to do whatever the fuck I want to do whenever I choose to fucking do it. But in the confines of what has been already expressed, what the relationship is.
With it all the way open. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't end up with a monogamous relationship for a while.
Right, right.
It's just that fact that it's been...
It's open.
It's opened and known that it can happen.
And it's a conversation if it should ever happen. And it's not a surprise to draw lines in the sand of the relationship.
Right. Which takes a very secure relationship.
Secure people.
You're making me think of my long gone now marriage, where we had an open relationship and we were allowed to, you know, see other people and play. And the end of it, she was so mad. She was like, "Why did you push me into this?" I said, "I didn't. You know, we talked about it." And she said, why couldn't you have just lied about it and lived with your guilt like a normal guy?"
See?
Especially
when you had that conversation.
And here's the funny thing is, she was the one who had acted on it. I actually hadn't gone outside of the relationship. I just had the ability to.
Just wanted to know you could.
Let me say something, because this is a good point. When I talk about cuckolding, I talk about cuckolding and the open relationship and how they differ and why they differ. The reason why cuckolding works in most cases better than open in a lot of cases, in some cases, you know, just talking about your case, is the competition that happens between male and female that just ultimately you just explained what happened. She was like, felt she was had to compete with you. She didn't know if you were, but just in case you were not, she was going to have some, and then she was going to blame you for it.
Oh, yeah.
And in the cuckolding lifestyle, from a femdom perspective, and when I teach it and talk about it, is when a woman is free to have many sexual partners, and based on, you know, whatever conversation is at the day, you know, sometimes some of it is scientific, they say, some of it is based on our natural ability as women to have multiple orgasms without, you know, kind of tiring out and having to go to sleep and, you know, recharge and shit. So it's about a woman being able to have multiple types of orgasms.
Yes, we're tougher than you boys. Get over it.
Thank you.
And so with that being said, the Coco, the male knows he is tied and bound in a monogamous relationship with a woman that is has the flexibility and ability to spread her wings
or legs, whichever one you want to call it.
And then you don't have the competition situation.
Well,
because there isn't.
But competition is good.
Well, the thing was, he said he had an open relationship.
Right.
I'm poly, but I don't want an open relationship. There is a difference
that.
There.
I love very this. Different, yeah. I love this very different.
There is a big difference. I'm actually looking at people. I'm looking at someone who we actually have relationships, not a swinging.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and fuck anything I want, mm-hmm. okay? Not an open relationship where I can go and date four or five or six different people and go to bed with them.
I hate those
type of thing.
Because that is not true or authentic. People don't tell the truth a lot of times.
We have talked with people. Let's say the girl is with me and she finds some guy that she's really interested in. She wants to start dating. Then go ahead. She'd introduce him to me. We'd there. And vice versa. I find some girl I'd be interested in dating and stuff. I introduce her to her.
You bring it into the relationship
yes.
for you both mm-hmm. to have a conversation. That
okay.
is what I think is the best type of relationships.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, and that's what I'm talking about, that I'm not looking at an open relationship. I'm looking at a poly relationship.
You're looking mm-hmm. at a relationship that has very clear parameters and they've been discussed and agreed mm-hmm. upon and everything is done in the open jointly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
and
a
I
couple
had,
that
I had,
is moving through the experience together, not separate.
My last sub, I had to let her go because basically she was killing anybody I talked to. And if I introduced her to her, she'd run them
there.
Away. Okay. And then I find out later she's talking to some other guy about a relationship behind my back without my knowledge at
that's
all.
That's a sneaky
which
bitch.
Is out of line.
Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, that was over. That's fine. That's done. That and that's how why I don't have a sub right now because I let her go over a year ago.
Yeah, that's just not okay. That's not the way we should be rolling at all. And that
so
really,
then my New Year's resolution is to find another relationship. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'll give one or two. My New Year's resolution is to, as far as non-kinky, is to continue working on my living space and making it comfortable and happy and peaceful and an amazing environment where my friends feel welcome. And I'd like to add another dog to my household because my current one is getting up there in years. But that said, hi, sweetheart. Hi. How are you? But that said, as far as kinky, what I'd really like to do is make it a habit to get out and play more. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to be involved with a man or a woman or men or women or whatever my manifestation of love and support is, I want to make sure that they are completely comfortable with exploring kink with me.
Ooh, that's good one.
Solid.
I mean, everybody's had some great ones. Let's see, my kinky New Year's resolutions. I like to do more international travel. I used to do a lot more in my other life, and so I like to do more international traveling as who I'm being now. So that would be fun. And another one is to, you know, really spend more time with my household. I tend to work a lot. So I think moving forward in the next year, hopefully, you know, systems are in place so I don't have to work as hard as I do. And I can really spend some time on my personal household. You know, my slaves, my quarters, my, you know, my habitations. And the last thing I want is a stud about 28, 29 with a great body that can fuck like a rabbit. All right. That's all I want for Christmas and New Year's.
It's no biggie.
It's no biggie. Exactly. You know, you got to have that body and you got to have that stamina to handle it. And then maybe you'll be thinking you're handling it, but at least you'll be at a good start. All right, you're live right here on the Whip Appeal Show, and this is Mr. C, and I have the lovely, beautiful, talented Miss Kiki Dare. She's having a little drink right now, and we'll bring her right on back. And we have in the audience with us the industrious and the gentlemen of all gentlemen, two of them, most gentlemen in the audience. We have Sir Don.
Yeah, great to be here.
It's always good to have you with us. Thank you. And we have Mr. Jux.
Hello.
Hi, Jux.
Gentlemen, I don't get that often.
Thank I know, you. But you know you are.
You are such a gentleman, though.
Yeah, he is. It's like I see him all the time. It's like, or in different places, and he's always been a gentleman.
Oh, by the way, I found some of your underwear.
Where did you find them?
He said, I don't own a lot. I guess he don't wear them. And he said, oh, I get, oh.
I know them.
You should see his face.
Where did you find them?
In my belongings.
Oh.
Jux underwear found in Kiki's Dare's belongings. That is headline news.
Whatever.
No, I'm like curious now. Which ones?
They're like
on your Mondays. Is your Monday draws?
No.
I do have day of the week.
No, these are like the little red booty Japanese
tennis
shorts.
Yes.
Yeah, I found them.
Okay.
He's been looking for those.
Well, you gotta go over and get them.
Fair enough.
But you know, I mean, what really got me was Jux's ability to bring together elements of food and create something that just melts memorably in your mouth. Tell us what the hell you did for Thanksgiving, that squash thing that was so good.
Oh, it was delicious.
Oh, God, that was my mom's old recipe. It's root vegetables. Basically, what do you call it? Swede is what we call it in England. Rutabaga,
Swede.
I think. Rutabaga.
That's Swede.
Rutabaga, turnips, carrots.
Parsnips.
Yeah, just
Shit. I have never gone to the store to buy. Rutabaga?
And yeah, they're just pureed. I boil them and then I puree them with a little bit of cream and some nutmeg, some salt, some pepper, and that's really all there is to it.
It was so good. I mean, there was nothing left.
I loved it. I wouldn't even go to the store to buy. That's what I'm saying.
You made a pie. You made a pie that blew my mind, and it was surprisingly simple, like similar seasonings, similar types of
stuff. It was the same color. That's how beautiful. You know, it was the same color. My sweet potato pie and your parfait, it was the same color. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was so good.
I have to tell you right now, there were people at the house that do not like some of the root vegetables. They do not like sweet potatoes. But
they both ate them.
Oh, that was gone. There was nothing left. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I did a deep dish because normally I do those wider pans that are not quite as deep. But I'm glad it was a deep dish so it can last a little longer.
Now, I mean, we made some add-ons, but don't even get me started, Kiki. It was phenomenal. The food was incredible.
You know, yeah.
And the Cajun stuffing that you did.
That is the first thing I said last week. I said, that Cajun stuffing was off the chain. And
so good.
The homemade cranberry sauce. That she put a little some in there that when you tasted it, it was like, it was beautiful on your lips. I mean, it was explosive. I was orgasming when I was eating that food all day long.
Yeah, I actually made that. I actually made that about 5 days in advance. And all it is a package of cranberries, some brown sugar, some bourbon, some lime juice.
That was it. I know I smelled it. I mean, tasted it, but it was so good.
Yeah, and some lime peel. And you pulsate that in a food processor or a blender. And then you put it in a nice plastic container and let that marinate. And by the time you eat it, you're just like, oh, my God.
Thank you. I wanted that recipe.
I'm sorry.
I'm so happy I got it now.
I'm sorry I missed the dinner.
And don't forget the sangria.
It was just good. The sangria. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
They were reprising.
Yes. Well, no, this is a different sangria.
It's still a sangria.
The one that she did for Thanksgiving was more reddish.
It was mouth staining.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did a red.
And also, I mean, vegetables that came in, you know. We have some movies. I guess I'm going to have to give away a movie.
You're going to have to.
I know.
I mean, I got to get it replaced.
I love you. I want to see him. I didn't even get a chance to see him, but I certainly want to give someone one that I did not really play with it. So I want to give a new movie out. So, Shubha, what do we should do to get this movie out?
Which one should I do?
I guess we should do one that you autographed. I figure I'll get another autographed one from you. I'm just a little anal when it comes to stuff.
Why don't we do this? Let's do The Devil's Workshop. Payback is a bitch.
Is that you?
That's her.
Yes, I'm in this one.
This is one of the ones that's got, well...
It was nominated for an award last year. It lost to the Bordello movie. Yeah, but that's okay. This is still a great movie. It has Amber Rain in it, who's an amazing pain slut. We love her. And you guys definitely want to add this to your collection. So I think in order to win this movie, you need to write in with your hottest New Year's resolution.
That's a good one. I thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and why don't you...
I would have come up with a better New Year's resolution if I knew I was going to make a movie out of it.
I don't think we qualify.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Yeah, you're in here live with us. This is to give some love to someone else out there who's listening.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is the Severe Society Femmes featuring the beautiful, the talented, the gorgeous Kiki Dare in The Devil's Workshop. And this is also has one of our favorites in here. Tim Woodman is in here.
Yeah.
Pro Villain. Those of you who've listened to the first show, Pro Villain was on the show for the marathon taping we had. So you are familiar with him. And let me just say that this one is worth winning. You want this. It also has Kiki's signature, her autograph, and I believe Chris autographed it too. Because he was here.
I don't think he autographed that one because he wasn't in it.
Forgive me. This is Kiki Dare's specially autographed. I did not touch it. I didn't open it. I didn't put my little fingerprints on it. I wanted to watch it, okay? So I'm giving it away. We're giving it away today.
Actually, I'll give you guys an interesting tidbit. So when Dr. Chantel Tibbles reviewed the movie, one of the things that she said she loved about it the most was that it was very obvious that the performers were having fun and enjoying what they were doing.
That is what I find. Because, you know, there's a lot of people got a lot of issues about shit, and I don't understand it, but it is what it is. I have a video out there. It was uploaded on the 23rd of October. And it is now has over almost 140,000 views. And what was interesting, you know, and it's a video of me spanking a female vixen. You know, I think she's, again, I don't even know people's names. I don't know how good, you know, great they are in the industry. I just like people and I just take them at face value. But she was one of them. And I think, no, it wasn't Lamb Chop. You're still there, Mistress, right? Vengeance? Vengeance.
I think she's gone.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay, she may be, you know, stepped away. That's perfect. Thank you so much, engineer. And so anyway, it was shot at the Exotica show last year, or this year actually, in November, October. Duh, I'm getting my dates all screwed up. And someone made a stupid comment. Oh, you know, something about doming. I'm like, you know, do you have any idea? People liked the video because we were all enjoying ourselves, one, okay, which is important.
Extremely so.
And secondly, more importantly, is that it showed, you know, really in a very lighthearted way, but it showed some of the elements of how we do play and sing. and at the end, showing some love and respect for the bottom, the submissive, or the person who played with you. And so I got a lot of people says, oh, it was so nice. You just saw the hug at the end. And so I'm seeing all these comments of people from all over that are commenting on the video. And you're right, Kiki. I think that people, that's what is missing sometimes, is that people are not looking like they're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think a lot of it boils down to there's people out there that are just like, oh, well, you know, in order for it to be real, they have to look like they're in distress. And it's like...
in pain? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there are moments and times for all of that. I mean, even in my style and in way, I just do me. And we are all different people. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it fucking twisted. There is no roadmap to being who you are, bitches. Just be you. Be good at being you. We got LTD on the line. Welcome to the show, Whip Appeal Show, LTD.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And we had a little bit of snow this morning, so that kind of hopefully we'll have about a good dusting for Christmas. So.
That's awesome. You're in Chicago. I know we had
near
to...
Chicago.
Yeah, near Chicago. Yeah, Mistress Vengeance dropped, but I'm glad you came up. And how are you enjoying the show so far?
So far, so good. Actually, I was on hold when the phone dropped. And they must have thought it was Mistress Vengeance.
Oh, okay. It's possible, because we're really working through our phone line. So thank you so much for holding and just staying in. Mm-hmm. But why don't you give us your, because I meant to ask her before she dropped, what was her New Year's, kinky New Year's resolutions? What are yours?
Well, to enjoy AVN.
Yes.
And help support the Chicago end of Exotica.
Very nice.
That is nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I adore you. You know that. I was, so now you got to get, is there any other resolutions that you've been considering for yourself for 2014?
I should get some of my certification for my heavy equipment operation, and then that way I'm not stuck driving the carpet truck.
Yeah, and also I'm sure, I hope that you would try out again for one of those Top Chefs or whatever chefs shows, because you know you're good at what you do.
Well, I think it's because they wanted drama, and I just wasn't ready to go do the drama thing. The question was, what do you want to achieve by this? Nothing. I'd like to see where I go. And that's a calm answer. That's not, I'm not going there. I would not be going there to raise hell and everything and kind of make
see,
a
that's
fool of myself.
That's why you didn't get picked. See, there's a psychological piece to all of it. Even though you're the best and one of the best, or you're good at what you do, sometimes you have to be your only speaking soundboard for a while until other people recognize that you're in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, especially with reality shows and so forth, they want big,
yeah.
They want personality, and you got that. You have a lifestyle, so it's like, yeah. I think you'd be awesome when you get there, because I know you will. I just feel that.
Oh, I guess I will just have to go back there and dig at it again.
Yeah. It's gonna be all
and,
good.
I think we're gonna tag team. Kiki.
Okay.
We're going to say Kiki at the after party.
They got it planned. They have it planned, Kiki. He's been talking about it on Fed Life with me. He's like, I'm going to tag team Kiki at the after party. I think we're going to do it. I'm like, okay, you got to tag it up with Kiki.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do to me at the after party?
That's a good question.
Well, you're going to get that wish that you didn't get last year. You got to think about that one. What are you talking about, the last show?
Oh, fisting? Woo!
Yeah.
Sweet! You know my new nickname is Fisty.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. Yes, I heard that.
So her nickname is Fisty, and they're wondering whether or not she should still come through the front door.
Yeah, Yeah, pretty much. I think right now I'm neck to neck with Debbie Diamond for most wanted, but embarrassed to be there.
Well, not a bad company at all.
I'm on the Skid Row site here and trying to pull the video up and just not seeing the stream.
Thank you for sharing. I don't know if my engineer heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're actually asking a couple questions right now just to see what's going on.
Yeah. As I just was found out that it's not live streaming, but it'll be posted pretty soon.
Okay.
You know, just a couple of changes. Don't be sorry.
Oh, wow,
I didn't know that.
Awesome.
I wanted to know.
That's awesome. That means I can flash you right now, and you won't see it until later. So,
of course we have one to see it. He's all to turn red. Let's see his face.
Look at his little face. It's so cute.
But you have to come up on Skype. I don't know how if I can get more people in. I just have to really play around with how to get more people involved. You know, in the show.
Here, hold on a second.
Well, Kiki, are you ready for the cage?
Oh yeah, we can do the cage real quick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I know you're gonna need Jux when he comes back. He can help you with the
How long
situation.
Is he gonna take?
He's just going to the male's room. The
same
potty
thing
room.
I did.
He just went to the potty room. He'd be back.
Yeah, he just went to the potty room.
Yeah, let me get the thing set up.
You know, it won't take y'all long to do what y'all got to do.
So
All right.
How do you get in on Skype?
Well, I'm Mistress Dot C on Skype, and okay. And then after that, your guess would be good as mine. No, I'm gonna try to figure it out. I have someone on Skype now. That's so we're gonna see how it works. All righty. Whenever you come on, you don't have to give me your Skype name certainly, but I'm sure. When you do, I'll be able to see that you're on.
Don,
we'd love for you to have some help over there, you know. So we'll wait for...
No, I was on hold, Heidi.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll wait for...
Oh, Heidi, hi, baby. Mwah.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, she's a cutie pie. We got a birthday celebration happening at AVN, so got some good stuff planned.
I like birthdays. I might even bring birthday cupcakes.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Birthday cupcakes. All right, so we are going to be stringing Kiki up in just a moment in the Chinese suspension cage.
You're missing me getting naked. Ha, 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 ha.
It's
all right. Our little decorations, because we have low view, so we have to see the decorations. Trying to get my. Are you on yet?
Well, let's see here.
Kiki is naked. You want to see, don't you? You haven't given my gift. You haven't given my Christmas gift yet. I don't think I'm gonna let you see yet. No. Okay. Will someone adjust? I can adjust it. The wide shot.
I know what he needs typically is to have you in that chair.
Okay, we're going to go to a brief commercial break, and we will get these cameras set up for you. So hold on. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Alicia Pleasure from XXX Porn Star Radio. And when I'm in the Philadelphia area, I love to go to Daydreams of Philadelphia. They're located at 5200 Unruh Avenue, of course, in Philadelphia. Their phone number is 215-338-3838. You can email them at info@daydreams.us. Daydreams, I have to say, is the ultimate all-nude strip club. They are open 7 days a week, at 7 p.m. sharp. They open their doors. They have six stages. They have over 50 naked girls. And the only thing that they wear are smiles. So I'm telling you, if you get a chance, go check out Daydreams of Philadelphia. Again, they are located at 5200 Unruh Avenue. And the only thing that I say is if you don't walk out with a smile, there's something wrong with you.
This is C, in case you didn't know it. Black, femdom warrior, whipping ass like a damn well on it. Watch your step boy, back it up boy, back it up boy.
Stop by WackyToys.net and see what the buzz is all about. Low prices for great quality luxury sex toys such as vibrators, light-up vibrators, glass dildos, magic wands, toys for men, bondage, sexy wear, and much more. Thousands of sex toys to shop with discreet privacy, same-day shipping, and PayPal also accepted. Create your wish list at WackyToys.net. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout for 20% off your next purchase at WackyToys.net. Also visit WackyVision.com for your adult XXX video experience and get 15 minutes free.
Is blind on. Oh, right on time. Welcome back to the Whip Appeal Show. For those of you who can see, Kiki Dare is swinging in the Chinese suspension cage. And she looks so delicious in it, doesn't she, everybody?
Woo, oh, she does.
Woo, she does. Now, this Chinese suspension cage is a product of Serdon, of Taboo Leather. And all you have to do is, you know, www.tabooleather.us, and you'll be able to see it. Now, I don't have my view now. I don't know what happened to you, LTD, but I'm going to put it back to my other person. I'm trying to figure out a way how I can get more than one person. You're good. No, you're not, you know. Okay, so just make sure that we don't deal with the glass and the individual in that glass with our, you know, projections. Yeah, I would just say you can take pictures, but don't leave him out, you know. Okay, now with that being said, we have Kiki Dare swinging high, swinging low in the... Look at her. Oh, I really am looking so forward to more and more people being able to, you know, just chime in and tune in. And when I figure out Skype on the iPad, I'm going to do some homework.
And during the AVN show, come and try that out.
That's right. But please tell people about it, Sir Don, you know, about this beautiful cage.
Yeah, I tested it with over 1,000 pounds jumping up and down.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm not worried about anything breaking. The heaviest person I put in one of those is 580 pounds, and it didn't do a thing to it except for stretch it a little bit. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That's the thing. I'm going to have them for sale at the AVN show, which will be all in January 16th through 18th. And it'll be a lot of fun because all these people that want to try them can try it out. You don't have to be in the same state of dress or undress as Kinky, or you can be, whichever you prefer. Okay?
Oh, this is nice. Okay. Oh, I like it. Okay,
and take one home.
My face is all crazy on my face.
Okay.
Crazy
face.
Yeah.
Is. So there's the different Chinese suspension cage. Also, if you want to look at it online, I sell them for $700 at tabooleather.us. But at the shows, okay. I'm going to be selling them for $550.
Okay. All right. That is how we roll right here at the Whip Appeal Show. We gotta.
Are you ready to come down, Kiki?
Come down, or are you ready to swing some more?
She wants to bounce.
She wants to bounce and swing. So let's have her bounce and swing while we just
we just keep it light.
A little swinging. Yay, she's in the swing. She's having a look at her. Time for life. That is the adult swing. That Chinese suspension cage. Yes, it makes you feel, you know, I mean, I think one of these days I'm going to, just because I'm going to probably get in it, just because I really, really appreciate Don.
You should really get in this. I think you would like it.
Yeah, I think I would too, because I really feel, you know, comfortable with you guys in the room. So if I freak out, you know, y'all can help me out. Because I may freak out. I may be too claustrophobic for me.
You don't think?
You know, Sammy, she thought she was freaking out before she even got in. And when she got in, she's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she was like, this is easy.
This is easy. I love it. I don't want to get out.
Down, Kinky, you're welcome to.
Yeah, we should probably get me down.
It's time to get her out of that bitch. She got a show to run. Okay. Okay. So now Kiki, she's ready to come down from this. You know, the madness, it was nice and fun, but she's like, oh, yeah, let me just get on down. This Chinese suspension cage will be at the lair of AVN. So you will be able to try it yourself. Just come up and say that you saw it on the Whip Appeal or heard it on the Whip Appeal show. And I'm sure Don would give you a ride of your life. He'll probably do it even just because, but I'm sure that you'll get a better ride if you say, I found out about the Whip Appeal on the Whip Appeal show. And also, we got another Whip Appeal offer today. Jux, could you tell people about that Whip Appeal offer we got today?
I can. That is from L.A. Speedweed.
Like that. It's so funny.
That's the one, huh? L.A. Speedweed. LASpeedweed.com.
I know.
They handle the Cannabelli goods, and they will deliver, well, not speed and weed. They are weed. Speed is about their quickness. They will deliver to anybody who has a proper recommendation that they file with them. It's LASpeedweed.com. They are in the LA area, down to OC, out to Malibu. With Whip Appeal as the code, you will get $40 in free edibles with your order.
$40. I always thought it was just 40%. $40 is pretty amazing.
$40 worth of free edibles with your order. And minimum orders are pretty low.
How long? Like today? Tomorrow? Is it a time period or what we need to let them know?
You know what? It is a straight up offer until it expires, which is really up to them. They have not given us
absolutely.
Final date. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to do the cameras so you can take it up for him, love.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun, you guys. You have no idea.
Thank you. That was such a wonderful show to watch you trying to play. And it was fun playing with you.
Aw, you're so sweet. Oh, look at me. Oh, that's so cute.
What? Let me see.
I have this big grin on my face.
This is a great picture. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see those.
Yeah, okay. They're adorable.
Well, Kiki, she has went up into the cage and she has shared herself with us and the beauty that we saw in that Chinese suspension cage. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, it was. It was just
fun times.
Gorgeous. And you guys will have to see it. Have to wait to see it next at the showing of it.
Yeah, the showing of it. I mean, you know what? Maybe we'll put that in a special of one of the DVDs.
I think that would be a great idea. I like it.
So what we'll do is just we'll create a special Christmas DVD and have that as part. Maybe we'll, if we got a good picture of that, just we may be able to do a good cover and so people can see it, that it would be a part of the DVD.
Oh, that'd be great.
Good times.
I like it.
Yeah.
That thing is amazing.
It is amazing. And she looks so good in it. So
she does.
Uh-huh. Aww.
Mm-hmm. You were so cute. You had the biggest grin on your face, Jux. You were just like, this is cool.
Yeah, when I see something I like, I like it.
It's one of my favorite toys. I take it to dungeon parties every time
so
I go.
Cool.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. It fits in a little bit in a bag that I carry and only weighs like 20 pounds.
Which is amazing. It takes up less space than a sling, you know.
Yeah, it's what's funny, when I ship it out, I ship it at the what they call the large flat rate box. If you know anything about the large flat rate box, it's only 12 inches wide and about 8 inches tall.
Yeah, yeah, and that's like $16.99 or whatever, and it's
It's one weight, and I ship it out, and it goes any place in the country. Okay, as a matter of fact, I didn't even want to take it through the airport going home from Atlanta, so I stuck it in a flat rate box and mailed it to me.
That's awesome stuff. I mean, really. And it's a cheap shipping, so it makes it easier for people to get it, you know, and more affordable
because
it's able to crunch down in one of those.
If somebody orders one and wants a slightly larger one, because that's 6.5 foot, and the one I sell is 7.5 foot, if they want it that large, the 7.5 foot, I make it and ship it out to them for free from the shows.
Okay, where would you submit your information so we can read it? You know, just submit it, Mistress C at MistressC.biz. Make it easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
And once you submit it, Kiki and I will both be looking over all of the entries. What is the game plan for to get this beautiful DVD, this fetish film by the beautiful, awesome, I use beautiful a lot, but it is to me beautiful, Severe Society Films right here in Los Angeles, California.
We love them.
Yeah, we love them. I absolutely adore them.
Yeah, all we really want to hear about is your most amazing kinky New Year's resolution. So give us something amazing and beautiful and win some amazing porn.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Amazing stuff. I mean, and this is, you know, they're up. You guys are up for 4 awards for 2014.
Good.
Yeah.
14 is amazing. Incredible. I also have a cock here. A dildo cock. And this is a good, I would consider, you know, a midway of your training, boys. So the second...
It ain't going in me.
We know the doms, you know. We know you guys, you know, be protecting y'all butts. But...
That's okay, Sir Don. I've got something else for you, baby.
You'd have to give a lot out to me before I let you put that.
A candy cane.
Yeah, candy cane.
But I am negotiable with you.
he will negotiate. Oh, I love that. That's sexy. Okay, so those who want a, you know, this second prize, whoever wins the second most wonderful, enjoyable New Year's resolution, kinky that is, will get this shipped to them. Compliments of the Whip Appeal Talk Show, Mistress C and Kiki Dare.
Yes. We love you guys.
We love you. We want to give more
Christmas
and more love to you. We're just working on it, on getting some more stuff out there to you and working with what we have. But, you know, hang in with us. You have so far, right? So you'll hang in a little bit more. We're going to make it real for you. Okay, you're live right here on the Whip Appeal Show. And it's Mistress C and
Kiki Dare.
And we have in the audience with us
Sir Don with Taboo Leather.
Yes.
And Jux from Jux Leather and Cannabelli.
Ooh, Cannabelli. I mean, all of it is good, but, you know, that Cannabelli just is sexy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that reminds me. I have to talk to you about a little something for a friend.
Let's talk.
I love caramel.
Caramel. Uh-huh. You know what?
As long as they have a recommendation, we can do that.
Exactly. I know. Exactly. Now, here we have. Have you tried these or anyone tried these? I know Don can't try them.
I won't try. I don't even...
I know.
Those are the coconut caramels.
They're good.
Vegan, completely vegan. They're GMO-free.
I don't feel anything.
Well, it depends on what your tolerance is. How often do you...
Hey, I told you I made the mistake of, so is that strong? Once. Never, ever again.
I've always found with edibles... Like, you'll have one, and mm-hmm. you'll say, you know, it's not doing anything, and you know when it's going to kick in. It's when you decide it's not working. You're going to have another. As soon as you eat another one, the first one kicks in. You're like, oh, crap.
This probably may happen to me.
I had a recommendation up until about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just didn't renew it.
So, well, we need to get you renewed so you can be out here partying with us. Ain't nothing wrong with it, you know. Okay.
Oh no, I'm all against it. Oh. Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh, look at this. This has oils in my. It's oils.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, it's. I mean, it's made with the coconut oil, so that you know.
So
is all over.
You are live right here on the Little Pill Show, and this is Mr. C, and along with me is the beautiful
Kiki Dare.
And we have in the audience with us the gentleman of choice,
Sir Don with Taboo Leather.
And Jux of Jux Leather.
You know, we're just going to keep it like this, just in case. And Cannapelli. Because Cannapelli, I mean, you know, they're giving us love. 40.
That's LA Speedweed, yeah. $40 of free edibles with each order if you use the code word WHIPAPPEAL with LASpeedweed.com.
I'm just telling you. It's some good shit.
And I'm telling you right now, they're great people over there. And if you are not necessarily sure about getting a recommendation, they are affiliated with some people that can help you. So
yeah, or at least they can refer you.
They can refer you because at the end of the day,
very good doctors who will really help you out.
Because the network here in California is pretty good with the doctors and the dispensaries. They truly, you know, kind of help each other with referrals back and forth. So the relationship and business relationships are pretty good. Yeah, that's some good stuff. Okay, I think I'm feeling it right now.
Oh, I see, exactly. You just had your second. Perfect.
I had my second, so yeah.
So you feel the first.
I feel the first.
All right. I just think you're going to be so happy in going home traffic.
I know. I mean, that's the thing about L.A. at the end of the day. I mean, goodness gracious, you got to spend 2 hours in traffic. What are you going to be thinking about or doing?
I'm not heading up for a couple hours after the show.
Actually, you know what?
I thought about staying in a little bit longer than
You know what I do when I'm in traffic? I just pull out my little, like, you know, lipstick vibrator.
Kiki Dare pulls out the vibrator, lipstick vibrator in traffic.
Can I ride back home with you?
Like, you know, fuck
it. Back home for you is like 2 hours away. You want to ride? I tell you, you know, we keep it live and keep it real right here on the Whip Appeal Show. We talk about what is on our brains. I mean, what we're doing and what we're about. This is about, you know, fetish and kink, because this is the world I live in and Kiki lives in and the rest of us who comes in. And we're just, you know, some of us are not necessarily kinky. We're, you know, maybe some of us in an adult business in porn, or we may be creating toys for the industry and the markets. But at the end of the day, we're all adults. We're having our experiences, and we're just having a good time. So if you're kinking, you know it, clap your hands. There you go. That was succinct.
Yeah.
Now, woo! LTD, are you still on the line? He probably dropped. I know that.
Let me give you a hand.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Hi, hand.
Let me show the hand. No. Talk to the hand. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, we got this gauntlet. I love. I gravitate to.
I like that.
Gauntlets.
Does that come with the hand?
That is the hand. That's
Does the hand come with the gauntlet? I like that.
Yeah, if the hand could do a bird, it would be really good.
Okay. I want more fancy gauntlets.
I am a gauntlet.
Oh, that's something.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Wasteland style.
Right, that is Wasteland style. I like this.
That's amazing.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just thinking, since this is like our New Year's resolutions and all that crap, we might as well do the 10 worst New Year's resolutions.
Oh, God.
All right?
10 worst? Oh, good.
Yeah. Number one, start showing up at strangers' family gatherings and pretend you are family.
Oh, I like that. It's kind of very wedding crashers.
Well, you know what? That is what you do in the hood, though, really. Let me tell you how you go. You see a barbecue happening, right? And you go to the barbecue and you say, "Hey, cousin, it's been a while." And before you know it, you're eating the barbecue with the family.
Did you know how many times I've crashed weddings at five-star hotels? Right. That shit's awesome.
Oh, really? You did? You have?
I've done that so many times.
I have never.
Oh, girl. Girl, come on. We're doing that together. We're going to have fun.
That'd be
great.
We'll
tell our sisters.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I guess the next, number two on this list is exercise. So,
exercise? Really? How'd they get thrown in there? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, these are the ones that people make and break every year, right?
I thought it would be the first one, though, really, because everybody, for the most part, they start off really good in the first, like, few days of month, and then after that, it's like, okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then pretty much, it's the next year's resolution.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the third most popular one is to lose weight. So this list says, instead, make your goal to gain no more than you wanted to lose.
Wow. That is not psychologically able to happen.
Well, I'm not going to think that way. That is not a substitution, though. Like,
it's not.
I want to lose 30 pounds. The new resolution is, I'm not going to gain more than 30 pounds this year?
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
That's, that's the resolution.
You end up 60 pounds off.
Okay. Yeah, that does, yeah.
The fourth most popular resolution is to quit smoking. This person says, just hide it instead.
I like
it
that.
It doesn't help in their breath.
Or the clothes, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Because us non-smokers can smell
that
it
I want to quit smoking.
Away.
Never Brutal. Said I want to quit smoking for 2014. Thank you very much.
All right, number five. Enjoy life more. This person says, you know what? Fuck that. Let's bring back the whiny, self-loathing emo thing. Wow. No, thank you. I live with that. It's called Princess.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry if anybody heard that, like, Princess. Anyway.
I don't think
six,
you're sorry.
No, I'm really not. I don't give a fuck. All right, number six, quit drinking. Again. Again. Hide that shit.
Sorry, what?
Quit drinking. Again.
No. Yeah, well, don't quit drinking again. Hide it.
Hide it.
Hide it.
You know? All right, number seven, get out of debt. This person says, fuck that. Keep spending. Just evade the bill collectors.
Change your number.
Don't answer the phone.
Don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay. All right. Number eight. Most people say, I want to learn something new. This person says, fuck that. This is a year of non-effort. I'm not learning shit.
I love it.
All right. Number nine. Help others. He says, do for yourself what others might do for others.
Okay, do for yourself what others may do for others. That's so funny.
That's kind of mean. Like,
it's
you know,
it's
just
really mean.
Yourself,
I like it. It's good. It's so sadistic.
All right. And then the last one that is the most popular is to get organized. Now, his explanation for what he says about this is, obviously, that doesn't fit into a lifestyle of closet smoking and drinking, self-loathing and non-effort. So bag it and make this a list of nine instead.
There we go.
That's
there
awesome. We go. That's awesome shit. Right here on the Whip Appeal Show, we're live. We're just doing it for Christmas. We're doing it for the New Year's. We're doing it because we want to fucking do it. That's all it is.
Yeah, get it right.
Yep.
All right, then. Now, moving forward, you know, we were talking about some great stuff on the other show about Polly. We were talking about, you know, the lifestyle and all these things. And you were making a distinction, Sir Don, about Polly in opposed to open relationships. And then I talked about some cuckolding and Polly or open. I didn't talk about Polly and cuckolding. Different scenarios. Wouldn't pair them together to talk about them. Mm-hmm. But I certainly appreciate what you had to say regarding open relationships and how sometimes those relationships cause more issues because of the non or lack of communications that goes on between them.
Yep.
And people feeling or thinking that, because again, it's really serious about the competition that happens, you know, with people who are in open relationships, male, female. It tend to happen more so than most. They don't talk about it much, but it does happen.
Well, I saw something on FedLife I saw something this girl had down, monogamous with such and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then monogamous with such and such. She had four people
that she was
monogamous
with.
I'm like,
Wow, do they know? Well, does she know what monogamous means? Maybe she's having a problem with the word and understanding what it means.
The problem is the fact that people automatically assume that Polly is swinging and she's not swinging.
Are they
assuming that it's Polly is an open relationship and that's not true? Okay. This monogamous with is with four different people.
It's
no,
not
she's
monogamous.
Poly.
She's poly. You know, so let's talk about that here because, again, we talked about it on the last show more, and I want to carry it over because it's some good stuff. You know, being monogamous, per se, in a poly relationship can happen, but it's not what is... the normal course of things. The poly allows people to have relationships just as even keel, meaning it's like you're joining in our poly relationship. You are part of our family. We are part of your family.
Right.
It's a relationship being mm-hmm. built around having communication around poly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, open is when you're just out there probably just fucking around and not telling anybody anything because you don't feel you have to because it's open. But I still think and feel communication should be even as strong
right.
in open relationships as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Open relationships with you just go out and do whatever you want with whoever you want. I don't know that. I mean, it can be, but I think that that's pretty iffy.
Yeah,
like, you should be able, if you're in a relationship with someone, you should be able to share what you're doing.
Yeah,
but
like,
you...
I don't withhold, like, oh, I had a great meal the other day. You know, it was awesome. We had the steak. Was like, that, why would you withhold? Oh, my God. I meant we banged it out. It was a blast. It was so fun. Next time you should come, you know?
I think it's fair.
Yeah,
I
but
think
that's
it's
not
fair.
A... But you might have just a one-night stand there, too.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. You
right,
can.
Where a poly relationship, you're actually forming relationships
yes.
that are
absolutely.
Lasting with everybody involved. Now, it's not necessarily sexual with everybody involved, but they're still in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Like if my partner had another guy, I don't have any sex. I really don't have any sex with a guy,
mm-hmm.
okay? But he's still a part of the relationship. He's looked at as a brother or
okay.
that type of thing.
Okay, so it actually embraces family values for the
right.
relationship to survive. Now, I know, again, the show that came on about polyamory, it got a lot of flack, as anything about anybody lifestyle does.
Well, do you mean the reality show?
The reality show.
Oh, I didn't see that one. I saw
I
Big
never
Love.
Saw it.
No, I didn't know.
Big Love. I saw that. I thought that was good.
No, Big Love was great.
What's Big Love?
It was a show on HBO about polygamy.
It was a show that lasted for several seasons, about 6 or 7 seasons, and it showed... the way that the relationship, it really gave me an appreciation for polyamory more so by watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a relationship he had with every wife that they had, and they had it together where the whole team, the children, everything, it was
right.
good. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really well done. Mm-hmm. But then again, HBO, whenever they take on doing a series, they do a great job. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm still upset that Rome doesn't exist anymore. That was such a good series.
Yeah, I heard about Rome. I never saw Rome.
Oh, girl, are you kidding? There are some amazing man-made...
Can I find it on Hulu or somewhere or Netflix?
You know what? I think I have it. You should just come to the house and watch it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because seriously, there is some amazing full frontal male nudity going on. Just like Spartacus.
Spartacus. I was going to say, Spartacus is still on because I have, you know, missed them. I don't know if they're still on or not.
Fuck. All I know
Spartacus
is I'm like, wow.
That's eye candy for the soul.
Dude, that wasn't eye candy for the soul. That was eye candy for some orgasms, girl.
Orgasms is part of the soul part. I mean, I understand, but you got it right. Orgasms. Those guys, I mean, the bodies, they were ripped to, I mean, and they knew just how to shoot them where you really just get up underneath your skirt.
Shit. What, are you kidding? I'd let them underneath my skirt. I wouldn't be worried about nothing.
All right. Well, with that being said, you know, let's see. Any other callers? Where are callers? 800-893-8952. Again, 800-893-9562. And this is the Whip Appeal Show and the Christmas Bash, the end of 2013. We're just here rambling, doing whatever the hell we're going to do, just letting you know that we enjoy being here for you. Right here on XXX Porn Star Radio, you can definitely hear this whole entire show Thursday. Well, you'll hear the first part of this show Thursday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time on XXXPornStarRadio.com.
Yes. Wow, that was a mouthful.
It was, huh? I like it kept going on and on. Any case. Well, all right, so let's talk. I mean, you know, what's going on for Christmas? What are you guys doing for XXXmas?
I'm not doing anything.
Not doing anything?
Yeah,
I haven't even
thought about it yet. I don't know.
I know. It seems like it's come so close and so fast this year. Okay.
Well, actually, all my family is all back east. Mm-hmm. Most of my family has disowned me because I'm into BDSM.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a great space to be in?
The business I run, okay? Uh-huh. The people I live with, they'll throw some kind of party, but I really isn't very thing. So I really don't have anything for Christmas. So
yeah, you know, I've got to look it up. Bar 107 does a. I can't remember if it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but basically Bar 107, they just make the drinks cheap and play 70s porn all day.
Ooh, hey, I'm down.
No. Yeah, but I'm also not in L.A. either.
Ah.
I am up in a little town called Little Rock. If you know where Palmdale is, it's just east of Palmdale.
You know, I'm looking at stuff in Palmdale. I mean, I want more space, and I thought I was going to go to Vegas, but I don't know if I want
Palmdale is, Palmdale, I mean, it's to come here, mm-hmm. it's literally about 75, 80 miles.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah. You're here once a week. You come a lot.
At least.
Well, yeah, I've got my die cutters down here. I've got suppliers down here. I've got other people that I'm doing business with down here. Yeah. Okay. I go to the dungeon parties at least once every week or two and set up and sell my products. Those are reasons why I come down. And when I come down, I don't do one thing. I try to do like three or four things.
Yeah. So you're close enough. I'm sorry. I mean, duh. You're close enough to be able to come back and forth and not feel the dent, I mean, really, in your life.
Not a whole lot. Okay. Somewhat. Okay. But a little, but not that much. I mean, I'm still part of, I still come to L.A. to party and all that stuff because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my holiday, I'm going to be alone other than my mini me, so we're gonna open presents. My dog's got her stocking. She's gonna, you know, have her little gifts.
Not your son's not gonna be there?
Well, that's mini me.
Oh, that's your mini me.
Yeah, that's mini me.
I was thinking your dog was mini me.
Well, she is kind of mini me. But so, yeah, I mean, I'll probably cook some food, you know, buy some booze, chill at the house. You know, maybe decide that I want to see if I can, you know, throw eggs at the people in the warehouse just for fun. Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Well, you know what? This is just, I think when it gets closer to the time, people are going to reach out more and more and stuff is going to happen. And it seems to happen like that all the time where you don't have plans for something, but things happen, come up, and you go, oh, and it's the best thing that happened, you know? Just taking it by
ear. Oh, I'm just looking for the AVN show in January.
Yes.
That's my Christmas.
Yes.
So much fun.
Yes. So fun. Oh, this is so lovely. Well, you're live right here on the Whip Appeal Show. Feel free to give us a call at 800-893-9562. And this is the Christmas Bash. And we are just ending the 2013 with a lot of love, just sharing and just talking and having a good time. And my co-host, my beautiful, my lovely co-host
Kiki Dare, that's me.
Yes. And you just missed her. She was in the Chinese suspension, hanging Chinese suspension cage. I do that.
Butt naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked. Okay. Just in case.
Everything naked.
Everything. Everything. Okay. She was butt naked doing.
Well, I mean, somebody had to do it.
Somebody.
Oh, God. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. She has such a lovely body.
She does. She has a beautiful body.
Mm-hmm. Aw, thank you.
I mean, you don't. It's gorgeous. I can't wait to see the picture. I really want to see that picture. Jux, send that picture over to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that would be fun. I mean, you know, if it's clear enough and pretty enough, we would say photo by Jux.
And if not, don't give me credit.
Use exactly. I know what to do. That's why I keep telling other people, understand, if it's not a good picture, don't put it out there, you know? Mm-hmm. Do me a favor and yeah, don't do
it's,
that.
It's a new phone. I don't know. I don't know what it takes. But
exactly.
No, if, I, push get, comes if, to if shove, I get it and I like it, I liked it, what I saw, so...
Say, push comes to shove, we're all going to be in Vegas, and I'll have a real camera with me.
Well, oh, I yeah, will also have awesome. A real camera.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we got more people with cameras in that layer than the law will allow.
A picture it's of you holding her won't be so good if
mine's
you're taking
1700,
it.
Well, mine's yeah, I've got a $1,700 Pentax Digital.
Uh huh.
Just the body.
He's yeah.
Right on.
I'm also a professional photographer.
Oh, right on.
So
yeah, he's taking all of his pictures, I believe, for your digital. You know, online.
The website. I took 90% of the pictures before the founder of Taboo Leather passed away, John Cougar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I took 90% of the pictures on that site.
Yeah,
anyway.
He was the owner of Passive Arts. You know him, or knew of him. Right?
No, it wasn't. He wasn't Passive Arts.
Oh,
that was another John.
Oh, okay. But why was that name familiar, the last name?
Cougar?
Yeah.
He was the founder and owner of Taboo Leather.
Duh. You know, I misunderstood you because I literally thought you were talking about John, you know.
Of Passive Arts. Mm-hmm. No, it's John Cougar from Taboo Leather, the original founder and owner. And he willed the business to me. Okay. We fought about it a lot.
That's why
He wanted me to take it over before he passed away. And so I did take it over. And I figured I'd give it back to him after he got better. And 2 weeks later, he was dead.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Got a call from the Quartzsite police in Arizona. He went out there and just basically locked himself up and let himself die.
Wow.
He had liver problems.
Okay.
So.
That's really horrible. Okay, I'm kind of depressed now.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Let's bring it up a notch. Let's do a commercial break and bring that song back in so we can bring it back up again. Thank you.
Hey, this is Alicia Pleasure from XXX Porn Star Radio on the All Pleasure Network. I wanted to tell you a little bit about my new best friend, Maya Toys. They come in four fabulous colors, Marcia, which is hot pink, Papora, which is purple, Confetti, which is yellow, and Astral, which is blue. And out of all the toys they have, two of them are my favorite. The first one is the twisty silicone vibrator with the clit stem. It just tickles me in all the right places. The other one is the silicone dong. It has a suction cup on the bottom so you can take it into the shower with you. It goes all over with you. Put it on a mirror and just go and have fun with it. So I hope their toys become your best friend just like they're my best friends now. Go to Maya Toys, M-A-I-A, toys.com, and they can tell you where and exactly you can buy them. I hope you enjoy.
Boy, watch your step, boy. Back it up, boy, back it up, boy. Bow your head, boy, bow your head, boy. Lick my boots, boy, lick them clean, boy. Suck a toe, boy, that's a good boy.
I mean, but I can't believe it's so close.
Absolutely, let's see.
Hello. All right. Hi there. You back a lot.
What is?
What? Huh? What? Huh?
I thought I heard.
813.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Are you live on the Whip Appeal Show?
0667. Okay.
No, it's them. And it's them trading numbers.
You guys, don't you know we are live?
They totally faked us
everything.
Out.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
And I thought, no.
You were playing a music thing. I thought we were going on to a break here.
Oh, we were.
Here.
We did.
Okay.
We did
that was a quick break. Oh,
it was
never mind.
Yeah,
that was a really
that was
quick.
It was real quick. And then I'm coming back, and I thought I heard my engineer in my ear. So I'm thinking, I'm looking around like, what is that? Where is that coming from? And then I thought I had someone on the line because I kept hearing it. I'm like, but it's weird when you have these on and you're listening. You know what I mean? When you don't have them on, we can hear like everything. And it's like, wow, what the hell? Okay, welcome back to the Whip Appeal Show right here on XXX Porn Star Radio. And we're just doing it live and raw. And right here with me, to my left is
Miss Kiki Dare.
Yay.
Yay. Clappies for me.
Yes, and we
give
have
her a hand.
I like hands.
Yes.
But I'm stuck.
And we have over to across the table is
Sir Don with Taboo Leather.
And who happens to be next to me there?
And Jux from Jux Leather in Cannavelli.
I did that on purpose. I was looking. I thought you were going to say something, but Don didn't say anything. I was like, Eddie was like, he's supposed to say something, but he didn't. It's all good. Right here on Triple X Porn Star Radio, and we're doing it live on Tuesdays. Every Tuesday, generally speaking, from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m., we are here Pacific Standard Time, that is. And it's re-aired on Thursday night on a regular network and station, Triple X Porn Star Radio, from 7 to 9 p.m. On Thursday nights. But note that every night of the week, 7 to 9 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, there is a beautiful, you know, smart, gorgeous, in the business host of the adult business. And every night we have someone special and new.
Yeah, no, we have some amazing hosts on the network. So please make sure that you check out all of their shows and show them the love that you show us.
And
if you can't do that, prank call them.
Right here live on 800-893-9562 and right here live on the Whip Appeal Show on Triple X Porn Star Radio. So I think we should do some type of game. We already got something we're going to give away to our guests who are able to do the task of letting us know what your New Year's wish resolution is for, and it has to be kinky, for 2014. We're giving away this beautiful, awesome Severe Society film featuring the lovely Kiki Dare.
You want to see this, I promise.
The Devil's Workshop.
Payback is a bitch.
There it is. Ha! And then we have this nice toy for you to practice, boy.
Wow. For all of you guys that are out there doing your slut training, I have to explain one thing to you. If you can actually, like, enjoy the fact that this has a pronounced head.
It has got a nice pronounced head.
You are going to the next level, so you definitely want this training toy, you little sissy faggot.
You definitely do. So there you have it. You got two gifts right here that we're going to make sure that you get. And let's see. Oh, I got this too.
Ah, yes. Just in case you aren't feeling so fresh, we'll make sure that you are.
Squeaky, squeaky clean.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. That's right. You know, because this is, you know.
That reminds me when I used to work in a photo processing.
That reminds me of the earwax.
We used to use one of those to clean off our rollers for the film processing.
Oh, really?
And you know what we called it? Douching our roller.
Wow.
So you had one of these.
I really didn't want to talk about douche, but we can go there. So, no, and I actually want to give a quick shout out to some good friends over at Sardo's. Tonight is Porn Star Karaoke.
Is oh, it is, yeah.
I haven't been to Sardo's in so long.
Where is Sardo's?
It's in Burbank.
Right in Burbank?
It's on Pass Avenue. It's just north of the freeway. They're on Pass in the same parking lot as the Ralph's.
And Bank of America.
Yes, and Bank Ralph's of America.
Bond. Are you going to be there tonight?
I will be there, actually, because tonight MofoWare is doing his annual Toys for Tots drive.
Oh, crap, I'm going to Sardo's tonight, I guess.
I guess I will, too. I haven't been in so long. It'd be great
too.
To go. Oh, good!
Right.
Yay! In the Whip Appeal Bash Party. Now, you got to call Sardo's and say, we're in the house, because I don't go unless he got us covered, meaning chairs and seats in the
house. I already have a seat, but I will make sure that before we leave, I know how many of us there will be, and I will make sure we have a table.
Yeah, we've had a conversation. He knows. Let him know.
Trust me, I know.
Okay, good. All right, lady. We're going to support Kiki that tonight.
No, this isn't about me. This is actually about my good friends over at MofoWare.
Where is about you now? Because this is why we're going, and we're going to support Mofo.
And hell, it's about Toys for Tots.
Yeah, and
Toys for Tots.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
So if you guys are...
Actually, I was...
Do it for the kids, you know?
I've been supporting Kinky Claws. I've been supporting Kinky Claws.
Yes.
What's Kinky Claws?
Kinky Claws is a donations to... he's a Kinky Claws on FetLife. and he gets toys together for the kids at Camp Pendleton for all their parents who are over all in Afghanistan and other places abroad, and the families are left at Camp Pendleton for Christmas without their spouse or without their parents.
Yeah, and it's something
and he started that about five years ago.
Wrapped up.
Okay. And he's been doing real well. That's Kinky Claws.
Now, I have reached out to him to come over to the show, and his assistant got back with me about it, but the follow-up. But I certainly wanted to have him on the show.
I'll talk to him about doing it next year.
All right, good.
He's a good friend of mine.
Thank you so much. I have seen him. I know him, you know, around, but he doesn't really know me, so it was good to have someone who knows. All right, then. Now, we don't have much time, guys. I mean, we have spent all this time with you, and I still feel like, you know, we have a long way to go, and we literally have less than 20 minutes if we roll it all the way out. But what I'm thinking at this moment, you know, ladies and gentlemen, is up to you. We got any other great stuff to share, or we're just going to...
You know what? I think we can stick a fork in this bitch and call her done.
I agree with you. This is how we roll here. I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, it's Christmas time in the city, and we're out of this bitch.
But you know what, though? Yeah. If there was a slave out there that was willing to come to the studio right now and let me tie their hands behind their back with twine, kitchen twine, put an apple in their mouth, and streak downtown, I would stay for that shit.
I would stay for that, too. Because, you know what? First, they have to clean up all this mess, and then they can do it. If a slave could come in right now and handle that, we're on. We're
and
on like
no,
Donkey Kong.
I don't have bail money. That's your mama's problem.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, in that case, you know what? I mean, just... Thank you. Thank you for a great, amazing 2013 and giving and wishing everyone the best of 2014 moving forward. I'm giving everyone some moments to say some love to people, you know, and
boys.
Wait, was that you giving love to the boys?
I give lots of love to the boys.
I give lots of love to the boys.
Go ahead.
I want to thank you, Miss C, for all the wonderful things you've done for me in the last couple months, and Kiki there for your wonderful friendship.
Thank you.
Okay, it's been a nice ending to 2013.
See how easy it is to do?
To go into 2014. Okay.
Yeah.
And John.
Oh.
I will say again, thank you again, Mr. C. It's fantastic to see you here. I have been running into you constantly lately, and I like that. And Kiki, you are always, you know, great friends. You're fantastic. It's been cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Aww.
Wow. Okay. I guess it's me. I just want to.
I'm making sure we have seats tonight. So,
thank you so much. I figure you're on the job. I just have to say, you know, Sir Don, thank you. It's people like you in this lifestyle that really, really make me feel like I am where I'm supposed to be at the right time. You are a type of person who is true to his word. You can probably, you know, handle your stopwatch by your timing, your impeccable timing. And not only that, you know, you just have integrity. And I value that. And thank you. So thank you for coming on the show and giving you the best for 2014.
Well, thank you very much.
Aww. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And Jux. Oh, Lordy have mercy. You know, we first met probably...
You're going to have to get a set of those, Jux.
He will definitely have to get a set of those. We met, you know, in like passing sort of kind of on a show a couple years ago, Dr. Susie's show.
That's right. I lent you... A slave.
Yeah, you lent me a slave. But that wig happened. Did that happen the same night?
I think, was that the first time around? I'm not even sure. My God. It's been a while.
So that's why I'm not sure if it was the first time or the second or another time, because I had been there over there, you know, three or four times. But yeah, I forgot. I mean, I wasn't even going to put that in the thing. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. I didn't forget about it, but
I just ran into the
forgot about it. So we met over there, and you had those red, beautiful floggers.
Yes.
Yeah, they were like baby leather fresh. They were beautiful, the way that they flowed and the way that you had built them, made them. It was just nice to play with. And then we just start seeing each other over the last few years. I mean, everywhere. I don't go out much, but when I do, you were there. And then Thanksgiving happened, and I'm like, you know what? Let's take this all the way. I am so happy you're part of my life. So welcome, and thank you for being part of the show.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
You're welcome. And the 2014, the very best to you. And Miss Kiki Dare, I am so, I don't have any words. I have a lot of words, but then I don't have any. Aww. You are incredible. Your spirit is one that touched me the first time I met you.
Aww.
And, well, and then, you know, you show up. You show up. You say what you're going to do. You show up. And I just love you. So thank you for being a part of the show.
Aw, thank you for having me. Oh, my God. That was like the total earphone bang. But
I know it was awesome. But still, I had to do my hook.
No, it was awesome. I mean, thank you so much to everyone. I mean, Mistress C., this has been an amazing marriage because we're able to bring different strengths to the program and only make it better. And that's an amazing, amazing thing.
Yes.
Thank you to all of the engineers here at Skid Row Studios. We couldn't do this without you. And I know sometimes you're like, damn it, no, do this. But we love you anyway. And to both of our guests today, thank you just for being you. Nothing else, just for being you. And to all of the fans out there that keep making this possible and keep making our numbers bigger and better every week, you have no idea how much we love you, because without you, we wouldn't have any of this. So
it certainly won't be fun anyway. Anyway, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Triple X Porn Star Radio, for housing us, the Whip Appeal show, talk show on the air. And I love you for that and all that you do. Alicia, mwah, Mike, mwah, all of us on the network, love all of you. 2013, this is a wrap, baby bitches. Mwah.
I've spent years standing behind, the dotted line, society's blind, I'm right off top of Mr. C, in case you didn't know it, black femdom warrior, watch your step, boy, so you don't blow it, see my whip, boy, how I throw it, whipping ass like the damn well on it, watch your step, boy, back it up, boy, bow your head, boy, bow your head, boy. Lick my boots, boy, lick them clean, boy. Self-control, boy, that's a good boy. I miss a C, in case you didn't know it. Black femdom warrior, whipping ass like a damn well on it. Watch your step, boy, back it up, boy, back it up, boy. See the squirrels? Perch on the tree, another hater hating on me. I keep it real, as real can be. My name begins with a capital C. I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. Femdom, warrior goddess. Ha, I'm not very modest. Careful now, don't make me less boy. Bitch, I'm not your sex toy. Bitch, I'm not your sex toy. I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. With a whip and knows how to throw it. Have a paddle with your name on it. Back it up, boy, back it up, boy.
Lock it up, boy, chain it up, boy. There you go, boy, that's a good boy. I'm Mrs. C, in case you didn't know it. Whip an ass like a damn well on it. Watch your step, boy, so you don't blow it. Break it down, boy, break it down, boy. Feel the heat, boy, feel the beat, boy. Feel the love, boy, feel the whip, boy. That's a good boy.
Now go to your cage.